For me, co-judging the Ledbury Forte Poetry Prize was a great thing because, as a prize, it seemed to be built on a real generosity of spirit. I think most writers are aware of the oddity of prizes in general because so many writers have experienced a life in which they couldn't or wouldn't fit into a certain type of society that rewarded those who scored highest in exams or who achieved the biggest profits and so on. But the Ledbury Forte Poetry Prize for second collections is a kind of decent prize. This is because its main aim is not only to recognise interesting new poetry, but also to recognise the process of writing poetry. It understands the difficulties and thrills of the second collection. The fact that the prize comes from Ledbury and is announced at the Ledbury Poetry Festival is an additional gift because the Ledbury Festival represents something vibrant and positive and forward-looking in the poetry world. This is the first prize I've ever judged, but I do think it's one of the best. In terms of the actual experience of being a judge, I would say that I felt more like an enthusiastic co-poet and reader and recommender of new poems, especially as at the time of reading all of the books, I was also trying to finish my own second collection. As I read the books, I just felt like I was in the best company imaginable, and I was also deeply aware of the hard work that had gone into compiling all of these second collections. My overall reaction to the second collections that I read was one of excitement. All 62 books that we were sent contained poems of skill and craft, of humour and tragedy, and of course of an exceptional awareness of the power of words. I should add, though I know it's superficial, that I was deeply impressed by the look and feel of the books and how all of the presses, big and small, had taken such care to produce beautiful objects as well as fascinating texts. In terms of deciding on the shortlist, Vanny and I had much to discuss. Sometimes we had cases to put forward, and there was give and take. The final choices are certainly the result of two people's opinions. But we never disagreed on the main thing, which was that the choice we made would be based on the strength of the book's poetic voice and its insistence on making us sit up and listen.